From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Mary Kate Mativer. Missouri lawmakers are moving forward with a proposal that would install statewide business regulations over ride-sharing companies like Uber and Lyft. The measure would require background checks for employees, local business licenses, and insurance. Jason Collick is the operations manager of the local transportation service Taxi Terry's. He says people are unaware of hidden costs with other ride-sharing services.
When you ride with Uber, you never know what you're really actually getting billed until you get your credit card statement. I don't think that's one thing people really understand.
Although Uber has had issues complying with Columbia's business regulations, it recently signed its business license and are currently operating legally. The ride-sharing regulation needs final approval in the House before moving to the Senate. Senate and House negotiators worked late last night to strike a deal on the proposal for a $26 billion budget plan for next year. Highlights in the budget include $1.5 billion in general revenue for social services, roughly $500,000 less than this year. Total basic aid for K-12 schools would be $3.2 billion, up more than $84 million. A major sticking point was a provision that would have prevented Governor Jay Nixon from extending existing bonding to build a new stadium in St. Louis, which ultimately was dropped from the measure. This caused more than an hour delay early this morning as stubborn lawmakers stalled signing the agreement. The parents of Michael Brown have filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the city of Ferguson, Missouri, as well as former police officer Darren Wilson and police chief Tom Jackson. As St. Louis Public Radio's Tim Lloyd reports, attorneys for the family say Wilson used an unjustifiable amount of force when he fatally shot Brown last summer.
The Brown family's legal team says they'll present evidence that no one has seen, and they argued that deadly force was not necessary based on Darren Wilson's account of the shooting. Attorney Benjamin Crump also pointed to a Department of Justice report that uncovered racial bias in the Ferguson Police Department.
We believe that a culture existed that forecast that something like this would happen in Ferguson, Missouri.
Michael Brown's parents did not make any comments during the announcement. In November, a St. Louis County grand jury did not indict Wilson, who is white, for fatally shooting Brown, an unarmed 18-year-old African-American. In St. Louis, I'm Tim Lloyd.
A historic icon for MU is going to be back in use soon. Jesse Hall is on schedule to reopen its doors around mid-May after closing for 10 months for repairs. The improvements, things like a new sprinkler system, cost $8.5 million. Campus facility spokesperson Carlin Seville says the improvements were needed.
About 400 people work out of that building, and then an additional 1,200 people can be in the building at events.
The first events that will be held in Jesse will be graduation commencements. Mary Kate Mativer, KBIA News, Columbia.